Hello. Welcome to 5 Minutes with me, Pastor Otiboati. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, today I want to share some few things with you from the scriptures. I hope you have your Bible with you. If you do, I want you to turn to Romans chapter 14, and I'm reading from verse 17. Today I'm talking about joy like a river. Joy like a river. Hallelujah. It says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." Now, we know that by virtue of our being born again, we have been brought into the kingdom of God. And because we are in the kingdom of God, the Bible shows us exactly what the kingdom of God runs on, or what the kingdom of God is, really. It says it is righteousness. It is not meat. It is not food and drink. It is built on the foundation of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You see, the day you became born again, you received the righteousness of God into your spirit, and you became the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, he says that he was made sin who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, when you read in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, he says that by virtue of our justification, we have peace with God. You see, so we've seen the righteousness aspect, we've seen the peace aspect. There's also the joy aspect, the aspect of joy. It's joy, it's righteousness in the Holy Ghost, it's peace in the Holy Ghost, and it is also joy in the Holy Ghost. Meaning that those of us in the kingdom of God are full of joy. Now, when you read in Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22, he makes mention of the fact that one of the fruits of the Spirit is joy. He says the fruit of the Spirit is love. Then he says joy. You see, so joy is part of the fruits that we bear. The kingdom of God's foundation is built on joy. Joy is not dependent on happiness. You know, joy is very different from happiness. Happiness is dependent on happenings. The happenings around. If something good happens, then you are happy. If something bad happens, then you are sad. But joy is not like that. Joy is something of the Spirit. It's a quality of the Spirit. It's a fruit of the Spirit that bubbles out from your spirit no matter what is happening around you. Hallelujah. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. I think you should see this one. He says to rejoice evermore. That's what the verse says. Rejoice evermore. In other words, be full of joy every day of your life. Let joy bubble forth like a river out of your spirit every single day of your life. Rejoice evermore. This is an instruction from the Spirit. Rejoice evermore. So what am I going to do? What is my response to that instruction? I'm full of joy. Praise the Lord. I'm full of joy. Glory to God. I've got joy every single day of my life. I refuse to let anything happening around me, any circumstance, destabilize my joy. I am full of joy. Joy flows out of my spirit like a river. No matter what is happening to you, your duty, your responsibility, your response to the ability of God in you is to respond according to joy, to respond in a joyful way. It says to rejoice evermore, to be excited evermore, to be excited every day of your life. Hallelujah. I see you walking around full of excitement in the name of the Lord Jesus because you are full of joy. Now, when you read in James chapter 1, verse 2, you know, let's read from verse 1. It's so nice from verse 1. This is James talking. It says that James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. Then it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." Hallelujah. Count it all joy. No matter what is happening to you now, no matter what you are going through, no matter what you might be going through, your father may be sick, or you may be looking for a job or something. Don't let the happenings around you steal your joy away. It says the kingdom of God is joy in the Holy Ghost. It's joy in the Holy Ghost. It says count it all joy. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. I'm full of joy. Say to yourself, I refuse to let anything take my joy away from me. I am full of joy today. Every single place I go, I infect that place with the joy of the Lord. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, as you allow the joy of God to flow within you and to flow out of you, as a river flows, you realize that your life is becoming full of strength. You are strengthened on every side of your life. Hallelujah. No matter what, allow the joy of God to flow within you and flow out of you in Jesus' mighty name. I love you very much. God bless you. I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.